It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Well, my face is on the screen, so I guess you can say hi.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you, as always, for making your way here. Checking out the series, of course, you know what to do. If you like what you see, what you hear, hit that subscribe button. I put out 3 new interviews every single week, a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can do so at all the usual places that include Spotify and Apple Podcast, at NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. In fact, some of my recent guests have included Rufus Wainwright, The Kills, Chris Shiflett from the Foo Fighters, Gavin Rosdell from Bush, Boy Named Banjo, Liz Phair, Sarah Silverman, Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses, Felicia Day, Susan Tedeschi, Josh Radner from How I Met Your Mother and Fleischman Is in Trouble, the filmmakers behind Lessons in Chemistry, Physical on Apple TV Plus, and Expendables 4. That's just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, I can't believe I get to say this one. My guest is Dolly Parton. We're going to be talking about her brand new album, Rockstar, her new book, Behind the Seams, My Life in Rhinestones, and induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Dolly's going to dish on, we'll see, how she chose songs for the album based on some of her husband's favorite classics, and how she modeled her early costumes and look after a local woman from her hometown with a colorful title. Dolly's also going to dig into the song World on Fire. This is one of a handful of originals on the record. The record, calling it a record, it's almost a triple album. It's 30 tracks long. So we're going to talk about World on Fire and how it looks at the issues in today's news and society, as well as another one of her songs called My Blue Tears. This is a song that she's recorded several times throughout her career, so I want to know what makes it important and some of the song's histories. This time around, though, she actually records it with Simon Le Bon of Duran Duran. I'll hear how she tried to reunite Led Zeppelin, maybe the only people who turned her down for this new album. And we'll talk about how really her humble beginnings in the mountains of Tennessee still direct her her choices in life. All that's and more as we talk Rockstar, as well as Behind the Seams, My Life in Rhinestones. It's Kyle Meredith with Dolly Parton.
Hi there.
What an incredible year. New album Rockstar that I've loved hearing so much. New book Behind the Seams, My Life in Rhinestones, and an induction to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I guess I should just start easily by saying congratulations.
Well, thank you. I feel very proud and honored. I got a lot going on, but you know me, I always do.
You know, I was thinking about, you know, this album, especially, like, I feel like you've had some pretty great rocking moments in your past. Songs like Something's Burning and Lay Your Hands on Me come to mind. What did you want this album to sort of tell in that lens, you know, as your favorite rock music or you as a rock star?
Well, actually, I'm sure you would know that I was inspired by the fact that I got put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I had felt I had not done enough to deserve that. So I thought, well, if I'm going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you got to say at least Dolly had a rock album, not just a song here and there and an album here and there. So that's what encouraged me to go ahead and do it. I'd often wanted to do a rock album, kept thinking, well, I will someday, but I'd kind of let that slide going on to other things. And then when I got in the Hall of Fame, I thought, well, I'm going to do this. So I chose songs, a lot of the songs that I loved, some I wrote, but most of it was inspired by my husband, who loves rock music. Mm-hmm. And that's all he's ever played the 60 years we've been together. And so he just plays that blasted all the time. So I knew what I wanted to do some stuff to please him, do some of the things that I knew he would love for me to do. And then so I just took off and thought, well, I'm going to do all these classic songs, see if I can get some of these classic artists to sing on them with me.
And tying this to your book as well, again, Behind the Scenes, My Life in Rhinestones, which is such a fun read, not just the pictures, but, you know, some of the stories behind it. And hearing about how, you know, you had to fight for your image and your sound right from the beginning. The way you talk about modeling after what you called the town tramp, what advantage did that give you? Because I feel like that sort of maybe took the power away from some people of being able to say that.
Well, you know how they say it in your most impressionable years. But when I was very, very young, I will tell this story, and it's the truth, that I really, when we would get a chance to go to town, just in that country little place back there, especially back then, there was this woman they called the town tramp, and I just thought she's the prettiest thing I had ever looked at, because she had all the big piled up yellow hair, red, you know, red nails, red lipstick, and eyelashes, and high heels, and short skirts, and man, I mean, that made an impression on me. And so people said, oh, she's just trash. And in my mind, I just thought that was a word for how she looked. And so in my mind, I thought, well, that's what I'm going to be when I grow up, is trash. So in my mind, I just kept, you know, when I started getting a chance to wear what I wanted to, even if I had to fight my grandpa Jake, who was a preacher, and my mama and my daddy was afraid I was, you know, going to hell in a handbasket. So I would just still wear it. I would take a whipping in order to get to look like I wanted to look. And so I just claimed myself and claimed my look early on, and I just stuck with it.
And eventually you got to call the shots on all of that.
Well, yeah, I did. You know, certainly after I got grown, but I was not a loose girl. I actually, a lot of the parents in high school, they didn't want their daughters running around with me because they thought that, you know, that I was bad influence. I wasn't doing anything, and their beautiful little daughters were the ones going around sleeping with people, not me. You know, so there's a lot to be said about, you're known by the company you keep, but sometimes they can be wrong in what you're wearing. So to me, I got a reputation that I did not earn in that respect, but I didn't want to look trashy. I just wasn't living trashy.
Sure. And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Dolly Parton. Well, you know, getting back to the music on here too. I was kind of looking at your back catalog, and you put out a record in 1996 called Treasures, which also found you doing some original songs, covering some songs as well. I don't know if you even thought of that as a template for this record, because I like how they speak to each other, especially you covered Peace Train, Cat Stevens. And on this new album, you have World on Fire, which, of course, is one of your originals and is a hell of a great song, if you don't mind me saying.
Well, thank you very much. I'm proud of it, too.
You know, thinking in that lens again with, you know, a song like Peace Train, World on Fire, you know, I tend to think of you as one of the great peacekeepers of humanity. I'm pretty sure you're going to be sainted one day. I think we're all in agreement on that.
Don't do that. I'm no angel. As I say, I just play one on TV and I'm no saint.
But with a song like this, I guess, what did you want to say? Because I think there is an important, there's obviously an important message on World on Fire.
Yes, I wanted to say that. I wanted to say there's a message here. I wanted to say, you know, we need to be taking a look at what we're doing, what we've become. Where do we go from here? Do we just let it all, you know, go up in smoke? We got a chance to do great things. We can be great people. Why are we just being so stubborn as to just let our egos, you know, rule the roost instead of trying to be human and good and kind? And, you know, that's what the song was about, like looking around and look at what you're doing all over the world, not certainly here. We've certainly got plenty of problems now. But it's the same all over, and we're the only ones that can do anything about it. And the only way I know how to do it, because I wouldn't dream of getting in politics, but because they're not going to do anything about it. But anyway, is for me to write about it and try to touch the hearts of the like-minded people and like-hearted people that might be able to do something a little extra, to write and to sing or to reach out and do enough to think, yeah, we better stop. We better stop. In that one line in that song, which, you know, where I talked about the crooked politicians, present, past, wouldn't know the truth if it bit them, you know, where. So in my mind, I was also saying leaders of the world, present and past, you better make a change and you better do it fast. So it's like one of those things that I just felt like I needed to say something because it troubles me. You know, my heart is heavy, as I'm sure it is to a lot of people. But the thing is, we can do better and we need to. We can rise above. We can make a change.
I certainly appreciate it. And I certainly hope that people hear it. And it's a great song on top of that. And I can say the same about Bygones and Bittersweet. And then we get also My Blue Tears on here, which this is a song that must mean something a little bit to you because it's not the first time you've recorded it. What is it about this one?
Well, first of all, my husband is one of the only songs of mine that my husband's ever commented on. And so, but the first time that song was recorded, I wrote it when I was a girl. Now that I'm a boy, I'm still singing it. No, I wrote it when I was a young girl, was what I meant. And the first time it was ever recorded was with Goldie Hawn. When she was on Laugh-In years ago, she did an album and she sang that song. And then I did it with Linda and Emmy. I recorded it years ago. But I just loved the song. And I thought, well, I'll add a new dimension to it. And I wanted to add that big part, you know, at the end. You know, the big orchestrated part. And then I had Simon Le Bon to sing on it with me. And so I just loved it. I just love that song.
And Simon sounds good on that too. Of course, he usually does.
Yeah.
So it's...
He's great. He's got a good voice.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Dolly Parton.
I noticed you were naming off all the songs I've written. Thank you.
Well, those are great songs, and I do, and I love hearing. Of course, I love hearing the covers too. I mean, seeing Stairway on there, you know. I know you. I think you'd ask for Plant and Page to get. Like, we were all really hoping that if there's anybody that could reunite Led Zeppelin, that would have been you. So, I guess.
Yeah, I tried. I got Ringo and Paul. At least I'm glad. I'm proud about that. But yeah, I didn't get them, but I liked them. But I did ask them.
Maybe next time. Well, I'll close with this, too, because, you know, again, hitting back to the book real quick, you know, you talk about the pokeberries and flour and those humble beginnings that you come from. And now you're on the opposite side of that. Does that still stick with you, those humble beginnings, even with all the success?
You know, that still matters to me more than all this success. I never got over that, nor do I ever hope to, because it is my humble beginnings, you know, that has made me what I am today. I think that's why people relate to me, because they know I'm a homegirl. I'm a person that respects and appreciates, you know, my family and my home and the way that I grew up. I never, as they say, I never got above my raisins and never wanted to and never will. I'm just glad that I've had a chance to, you know, to as I've often said, it's a long way from the hills of the Smoky Mountains, you know, to the top of the world. But I'm just as proud when I go back home as I am at the top of this. And I get restored when I go home to continue doing this kind of stuff.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Congratulations on everything again. It's such an honor to meet you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
My thanks to Dolly Parton. The new album is called Rockstar. The new book is called Behind the Seams, My Life in Rhinestones. Thanks to you, of course, for checking out the episode. Again, I do hope you hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out. New ones every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. 3 interviews a week to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover those new ones. Again, you can grab us at Spotify, at Apple Podcast, at NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And then after that, head over to WFPK.org. It's where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of classics from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. There's the best in new music, lots of music news, bonus interviews as well. One of my recent shows had the music of Dusty Springfield, the Beach Boys, David Bowie, Johnny Marr, Radiohead, The Clash, J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sound, Bob Dylan, Ike and Tina Turner, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Tracy Chapman, Spoon, Biba Doobie, Morrissey, Marshall Crenshaw, Lloyd Cole, Sturgill Simpson, Black Pumas, Nick Drake, Mumford & Sons, The Record Company, Dave Matthews Band, Fleetwood Mac, Foo Fighters, and my interview with Rap Boys. Just an example of what you get every weeknight starting at 6 p.m. at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can, of course, also catch me on the social media sites. The address is always the same, at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith, and I'll see you next time. Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.